Hey, buddy.
Hey, there's 2 minutes.
Brad Hutchings.
What's going on, dude?
Just finished up my little impromptu pod.
Mine was a total disaster today.
What happened?
Well, Lawrence was going to help me. Blind Lawrence from Florida was going to help me out, right?
Can I ask you something real quick? Is he actually blind?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I don't know why. I'm not sure.
Not totally fully. Aren't you friends with him on Facebook?
Yeah, but like still, like he'll post something. And I'm like, how would a guy that can't see know that?
Yeah, but he posts selfies of him. He posts selfies of himself, and he's like cross-eyed, looking 300 directions.
Not convincing. Sorry.
That's Photoshop, huh? No, he uses screen reader software. I think he has a little bit of sight, kind of enough to kind of get him through stuff. But you know, like I posted the, I do my tweet notes and or the notes for the show in Amazon Storyboard, right? And I posted that, and he read through it. He said, "Oh yeah, I got this. I could get through this. I could get all this stuff. It was very easy to get to. Very easy to." So maybe he just like zooms in really big, and then he can see letters really big or something. I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
I wasn't going to play it up too much. I was just going to see how it went.
What happened? Wait. You called a minute ago. Like, I did an impromptu show. It went well.
Yes.
Had nice participation.
Right. So I'm trying to bring you down.
No, it's fine. You can do that. But I just want to tell you what my morning was like. Last night, okay, I let me slow it down.
Last night's
loss was so unbelievably sad that I left my parents' house like probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes left in the third quarter, and it's like a half hour drive to my house, you know. And you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and stop by the liquor store because I, you know, all day it was just wings and carne asada, like, you know, Mexican stuff. It's what we do.
White people do too, dude.
I didn't drink all day, and I was like, you know what? This is bad enough. I'm gonna grab something on the way home, and so I did. Well, the party, like the sadness party, apparently was in full effect at that point. So, some other things happened. I had to bring in some folks to kind of hang out because they needed a place to crash because of DUI checkpoints, whatnot. This morning was a little cloudy, to be honest with you. I did listen to Jay. I tried my damnedest. I miss the day that Isaac Lohenkron was like when he got really beat up apparently, because I thought I had a really good Lohenkron tweet, but I got nothing out of it. So I was just kind of throwing jokes out, and my company, my hospice that I brought in, left.
Yeah.
And I literally slept until like 5 or 6 tonight. So it was a bad night, to say the least. What happened to you?
It's all good. Well, nothing this morning. It just this afternoon, you know, went to do the podcast, had everything all set up, I thought, and invited Lawrence to join, and boom, he couldn't get in. That was very frustrating. And then Sloan was supposed to call in too, and you know, I gave him the Hangouts URL, and he managed to sort of get in, but it was really flaky. He'd be in, and then he'd be out, then he'd be in, and then he'd be out. His mic would work, but he'd get no earphone audio.
Sloan at VAG Aimcock, VA Gamecock.
Yeah. Yes, it was awful. It was awful.
What a drag. So did anything go off well or no?
Well, let's see here. I had two Cobb sent recordings of his stuff last night. Of course, he was plastered as he was doing them, so they were like.
Why was he so fucked up?
I think because he just drank a bunch during the game. So,
okay, fair enough. He's like, oh, hey, ladies, fun. I'll be right back. I got to go record this, like me right now.
Yeah, pretty much. So that was his deal. So I got, you know, he's like sniffling through it and coughing and, you know, just like burping and stuff. I edited all that. I had to edit all that stuff out so that it sounded, you know, sort of reasonable, but it was still like at this pace of, it was at drunk guy pace. And, yeah, so I had that all prepared. And then of course,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean, drunk guy pace?
Drunk guy pace.
Brad, yeah. You know what? You're a good dude, bro. I,
kind of like that.
Yeah, sure.
And I was, actually, as I was editing it, when I was done editing it, I was just full on pissed off. I was just like, you know, if you're going to do this at the last minute, I was pissed. I was just about to say, dude, if you're going to do this at the last minute, don't freaking send it to me. I'll just wing it. It's better that I wing it than we have this. But it turned out to sound okay. Well, the thing was, when I saved it from GarageBand, this new GarageBand, it's like if you have anything selected, it saves a selection and not the whole thing when you export. So ended up, no, it was Manuel and Gardena. I ended up saving like half of his rap. So when I went to play his rap, of course, half of it plays, then it stops. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what I did. Then I play Cobb's. Oh, this his top of the hour take was 15 minutes, 13 minutes edited. So
was that a shot at last week? Like, don't forget me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was just a little. I think he was a little inebriated.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Now, you know what? Editing, you guys like when you write your takes. I'm like okay. I tried to prep my take, and it happened to be perfect. It's not what I wanted, but I was totally right. But like what you guys do, I'm like, how the fuck how do you guys do that? You know? And then him, he even goes like crazy with the take.
Well, cause I'm kind of an asshole with telling him to write his stuff. You know, I don't want to do, I'll do a little bit of, you know, like impromptu back and forth and stuff, but it's better that it's small talk rather than it's like something really deep or whatever. So I write mine out, and then I read it and try to read it with conviction and stuff. And I try to get him to do the same thing because he's not very good at the ad lib of the big ideas. He's good at the back and forth.
Are we able to post this if we're, because I'm recording this? You know that, right?
You're recording this. Yeah, we could post this.
Are you sure?
We could post. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, pull the plug if not.
No. It's good.
All right.
But I know you're recording. So I was. Needless to say, I was kind of pissed last night, but I was pissed last night because I was just up too late doing it, okay?
Right.
And then, you know, so then, you know, I listened to it this morning. It sounded pretty good. So I thought, okay, everything's good. Everything's all great. So we go to do the show. And, of course, Lawrence can't get on because, for whatever reason, Hangouts won't let him on. Sloan can get on, but he keeps dumping him off. So at this point, I figure, okay, Lawrence isn't, you know, probably having some kind of a problem. And Sloan's having some kind of a problem. That's a problem. I did have GoToMeeting working, so Sloan called that up and Cobb called that up, and you know, we did a little interview with him and stuff, and it actually went okay. Well, thing was, I played Manuel and Gardena's. He had actually two raps for us from week three and week four that didn't get read on the big show. So, you know, I played the week three one, and it stops right in the middle. I'm just like, what the hell? And then I'm like, I know what I did. I edited it wrong. So I just figured, all right, I'll just deal with it later. And let's see what else happened. Cobb's, I start playing it. Oh, the second hour, I start playing his.
Oh,
and of course,
you played last
15
week's.
Minutes long.
Did I see that?
That was the winners. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That was the winners. I played last week's. So I played this week's later. So then that's winners of the week. Then his 15 minute take, I start playing that, and then all of a sudden Chrome crashes on me. So what do? I go reach to pause it so I can get up back on Chrome and just keep playing it, right? What do you think happens? I hit the wrong button and I stopped it. And when you stop it, it doesn't remember where it was on the soundboard.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, crap. Well, fortunately, Cobb was on GoToMeeting, so he picked up where, after I got reconnected, he picked up where he left off. We lost Chrome again, so I had to pick up again. But I've been editing it all together so it actually sounds like a coherent podcast with the right thing, you know, the right sounds and clips and all that other stuff arranged that aren't cut off and everything. And I finally got that done and just got the podcast posted. So that's like my day with this. It's just, it's frustrating. But you know what?
Well, you've won an exclusive. How come like it seems like you, I would think that every week you do this, like you're whittling away at all the problems, but like it seems like you've compounded problems as you've gone along.
Yeah, basically, it's basically peeling an onion of problems.
But why though? Like, what? How is it not working out for you?
What's so damn funny is, well, I've never had a problem with people not being able to get on Google Hangouts. I mean, we've had a problem with like the invitations, but with actually, once I got the links and I was sending them, everything was working great. So I didn't even anticipate that was a problem. But here, you want an exclusive on something? An exclusive first run on something? Yeah, here's an exclusive first run on something. We're going to change up how we're doing our video cast. And what we've arrived at, and we're going to do we'll do like a little podcast of our own to kind of explain it. But what we've arrived at is we're going to have a live video cast podcast taping session Sunday afternoons. And so what it'll be is it'll kind of be structured like the live show, but if something goes wrong or whatever else, we're going to back up and just do it over. And the idea is if you want to watch that, it's kind of like watching a show being taped. And if you want to participate, you can participate. And then after we're done with that, then this thing will go, I'll do an editing step, which basically takes me about 1.5 times as long as the thing turns out. So if we go like 1.5 hours or 2 hours, it might take me 3 hours to edit it. Mostly it's just listening and just, you know, clipping some things together, clipping out some space, things like that. And then we'll release it as a finished podcast. And that, my friend, is the next evolution of what we're doing.
I agree.
And we're
going to
start that next week.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, there's part of me that's like, you know, you're putting all this work in for no return except for, you know, people saying they heard it and saying it was great. And, you know what I mean? Like, you can do whatever you want. Like I'm the best example of that. Like, I, especially this last thing I just did, you know, there's a little dead space. There's some calls. Like, I posted it. I wasn't planning on doing anything tonight, and I just went ahead and, you know, I was like, okay, Twitter, Facebook, see what's going on. And I'm still like connecting everything, and I get my first call. I'm like, fuck, you know? But I mean, there's a tiny part of me that wants to go back and like kind of polish that up. But like, you know what? Why? At this point, it doesn't make sense for me to do that. But the fact that you guys, especially you, like you have that thought to do that and make it not low rent. I love that about you guys. Love it.
Well, I think we have to keep focused on what our product is, you know, and I think at first the product was a podcast and we pre-produced all the pieces and put them together. Okay. And then we got this live element that came in and, you know, that was a lot of fun to do, but it had like all these little issues with it. Right. So now what we can do is, and I think I got really enamored with the live thing. Like if the live show is prepping for doing the live show being done, then you know what, to me, that was just awesome. And I got really like, I liked it. You know,
no,
it's
super fun. Like the only reason I didn't call you all week to like tell me like, okay, look, I bought cameras, I got Hangouts, I got YouTube. Like, how do I do what you're doing? Like, I want to do it, but I've been busy and I haven't hit you up.
Well, I think the first key is do it on the weekend because everything seems to work for us on the weekend, and I think it's because nobody's using Hangouts, whereas during the week, like everybody and their mothers and brothers using this for business or whatever else, or to try to,
Dude, they're trying to do free GoToMeeting or whatever. I would do it every night at 7, every night. And if nobody cared, then whatever. It's just me. Like, hey, you know, Putin apparently is spending $5 billion on fake snow. What do you think of that? And then I'd fucking cinch up my tie and then turn it off.
Perfect, man. Absolutely perfect.
No, you know what, like, I told a lot of people about, you know, I'm co-hosting a, or I'm sitting in as co-host of a live sports talk show.
So what do people think of you?
My people didn't even check it out. They
suck, dude.
No, a couple people did, and they're like, no, like we check it out for you. We don't care about all these other tweets, and like they don't know about it. Like they're not involved, you know. I feel like that's the weird thing. Like I do feel like I want there to be a separation between J Moore Sports and what you guys are doing, and eventually that'll happen, you know. Because it's one of those things where like if you're not part of the you know J Moore Sports, like you're not gonna know what tweet grab bag is. You're not gonna know what,
right?
You know, that kind of stuff.
I'm with you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, but even so, my people still suck. It's fine.
They just didn't want
to. Nah, they just didn't. They didn't know. They're like, well, tweeting Moyer. What is that? What's a Moyer? Tweeting? I'm not on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like that. Okay. Let's break it down. The fact that your show is called the Tweeting Moyer Videocast, right?
Yes.
There are three hurdles initially, right? First of all, tweeting. If you're not on Twitter, you're like, I don't know what that is. Out.
Right.
Moyer. What the fuck's a Moyer? I know what a warrior is. Ultimate Warrior? No. Moyer. I don't know what that is. Out. Videocast. Oh, I don't have internet. I'm on a phone. I can't watch this right now. Out.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You can with YouTube. You can right on YouTube on your phone.
Some, yeah, you're right. Just saying, you know?
Right. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
You sound bummed. Did I mess it up?
No, you didn't bump. You're not. I mean,
are you
no,
good?
I mean,
you're good.
Totally good.
All right.
No, I get. I appreciate the feedback. I mean, it's.
No, like, you know, it's weird because like I'm jealous on a lot of levels, a ton. Because like you have way more engagement in that world than I even do, you know. And I wish like I'd be like, hey, Brad, will you do me a favor? I really kind of like this show. Like, will you tell everybody to listen to it? Because like if you say it, they'll do it, you know what I mean? But then,
well, if I say it every week, they get tired of it though, so I have to pick my shots. Sniper.
See, and I don't treat you guys like that. Any link to anything you guys do, like I realize it's once a week, but lately mine has
no
been once
no
a week,
what,
you know,
no
like,
dude Trevante, what I'm saying no dude what I'm saying is it's not I'd tweet anything out that you did. In fact, sometimes I just do, even without listening to it. I just do. Okay. What I'm saying is, if you want that effect of, you know, my tweet gets you a whole bunch of listeners. If I do that every week, it's going to die down after 2 or 3 weeks, because it just is. If I do that selectively, then you get more bang for your buck. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's true.
No, it's not you. It's not me. It's them. I mean,
no. Should I be doing what I do for you guys different? Because here I am thinking I'm helping, but maybe I'm not. You know?
No, I mean, you should do what you should do. What I try to do. Like, I know how. I sort of have this. This is kind of funny. I notice this when I tweet and I get like, you know, follows and or I get favorites and retweets and stuff like that. When I pick my shots, I get like lots of favorites and retweets. Okay. There's like this theory, you eat like a bird and poop like an elephant. Okay. Birds eat like 3 times their weight every day. And elephants, you know what elephants poop, right? So it means like try to consume lots of stuff and then share it. Okay. That's eating like a bird, pooping like an elephant. All right. So I try to do that. But here's what I notice is when I'm just like in full on, you know, throw interesting things out mode, most people just like, oh, there goes Brad again. He's just like throwing a whole bunch of stuff. We'll just skip over it all. Whereas if I'm kind of selective and I throw out a few good things, then I get a lot of response. And it doesn't matter about the quality of the things. It's just really a volume issue.
No, I'm with you. Like, especially on Twitter, it's hard because, you know, I'm a guy that, like, I do want to throw a few jokes at the show. I want to retweet some people that I see that, you know, makes, you know, some kind of cool point or some, like, a good video, a good picture, whatever. But it's that whole thing where, like, there's still the idea of, you know, just some regular dudes doing something that no yes. one gives a fuck about. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the worst part. It's just like, you know, like you're a brilliant guy. Cobb is super funny. Everybody that is involved in the Jay Moore Sports world has something to offer. And we all know that. Like there's blogs, there's art, there's other podcasts, you know, different stuff. But the fact it's just saturated and it's hard to, you know.
You're like, it's hard to break through. Okay. I see what you're getting at. Okay, so.
No, it's just hard. It's hard to be, like, you feel like you want to be, like, all supportive and, like, share everything. But that doesn't make sense because there's so much, you know.
Let me back you down the long driveway here, because one of the things you said was, you know, Brad, one of the hindrances to more people, you know, wider adoption of your podcast is like the name of it. Okay.
Right.
So yeah, our market is these people, you know, these really, really smart people who tweet the show funny as hell and just start to get it. And we build them one at a time. Okay. And we get, you know, I think we've got like, I don't know, I'd say 50 or 60 people right now who really look forward to each episode each week because sure. it does tie into the show. It does tie into some themes, but it also ties into kind of like what we're doing and our little spin on it stuff.
But the whole thing is the fact that they care about you and Cobb. You know, if it was just like, if there was no face to the host of the thing, they might not care. You know, they're like, oh, it's about the thing I already listened to. Like, I don't really give a shit about that. But the fact that you and Cobb and Mead and 12 and everybody else that is involved with it, like, they care about that, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're trying to translate that to you. Is that what we're trying to do?
No. I'm just saying,
you know, it's funny because it's like, yeah, we do want this to be a broader thing. Cobb would like it to be about more than, you know, JJ's radio show. He'd like it to be about the Dan Patrick show and stuff. I don't have time to keep up with all the shows. I just have a few that I really like and I'm really passionate about. And, you know, that's what it is. But, I mean, if he wants to go that direction and widen it out, we've tried before. I'm not totally convinced that that's where we're at.
He probably feels like I do in a way where there's a part of me that's embarrassed to talk about that part of where my show came from so much. Like to continually bring up that Jay.
That's your market.
I understand, but like people that aren't in that market are not going to understand. Like if I keep saying Jay Moore is the guy, him and Barry had a conversation and that's why I have this show. And then I have you, I have Cobb, I have Mead, I have 12. You know, whoever will come and do the show, like, it's a weird header, you know? And, like, I feel like I can't leave it out. When I talked to Mead, like, there was a huge part of me that wanted to be like, I don't want to talk about Jay Moore, any of it. Like, just you and me, you have a thing here. We have a conversation to have, like, just leave all that out. That's what I wanted to ask him.
Right.
But I was like, well, then why would he do it? You know, that's how we met. There, it seems weird to kind of circumvent that. You know what I mean?
So at the end of, I did a tweet grab bag today because, you know, Mead has gotten busy and he's got to focus on his family and his work. And that happens a lot in this game, obviously. You know it as well as I do.
Sure.
So I got stuck with tweet grab bag this week and, you know, didn't have a lot of time to plan for, you know, what to do with it and everything. So what I did is, remember he did his little shout out and he said, hey, would you guys tweet to DirecTV and say you want to see us on DirecTV? And so when he did that, he said he named me and Cobb and Aaron, not Amber, and trying to think, he was one other person that he named. He called out by name and said, organize the folks and tell them to do this. Okay, so, you know, I look at it last night, and there's like hundreds of these tweets, right? So what I did for my tweet grab bag is I actually read every one of those tweets that went out on Friday when he asked for it.
There you go.
And
perfect.
Well, this is the funny thing, is it's like I just read each one. It's like at JMore37, blah, blah. I want to see JMore Sports on DirecTV. And like they're all like this, okay? But I just go on for 30 minutes reading these, okay? And from what I hear, it was kind of hilarious, all right? And my friend Pat, you know, from the UK, you know, who I'm working with on a project,
right.
And he called up on the show, and he said, it's about halfway through, he goes, who's this JMore guy, right? And so I explained, well, this is right. Radio show we listen to and whatever. And so he's like, well, wait, so there's hundreds of people who want his show on DirecTV now? That's crazy. That's awesome. And I thought, yeah, it is kind of awesome. And
you're like, what about me?
Yeah.
Well, no, like, okay. All right. One day. Beyond one that. Day. Beyond that.
Yeah.
Today, what is it? A dash for sash or a dash of shit. A dash of sash.
A sash. Sorry. Yeah.
I got yelled at. JJ yelled at me directly. Did you see this?
Really? No, I didn't.
I was totally fucking around. Like I didn't know that like this whole like, you know, Buyer being the sidekick for at a dash of sash was gonna be a big deal, right?
Well, nobody knew it was gonna be a big deal. They just posted this thing and then we just
fair.
They posted it to I think he tweeted to me first, and I just, you know, threw something out there, just thinking, okay, fine, let's do this.
That's cool. Like I put them on the end of the thank you for the last show, right? Because they followed me, they retweeted a bunch of my stuff, all this kind of stuff. I had one little thing, okay? It was a retweet about Buyer, you know, being the sidekick, right? And so I kind of copied it and retweeted, and I said, wait a minute, hang on one second. Where does Terry Ho's Yum Yum Sauce
fit don't in blow here? This Travanti. Oh, he's, I saw that. He's, you know.
You know what? That was real, though. Like, if he, I feel like it was a little bit of a jab, but at the same time, he was like, dude, like, there's clearly a conversation here. Don't try to, like, intervene, you know what I mean? Like I felt bad, like I didn't mean
he's actually like that's me. that's a he likes you, that's totally a he likes you,
really.
Yeah
I don't know, I felt really bad when he said that. I was like oh man, damn it, I was just
that's definitely
kidding around.
Well, you see the whole reaction to it, all the likes and everything else. No, it's just okay, well don't go all chim with it. I mean, I think that's kind of... But we don't even know who these Dash of Sash people are. It sounds to me like they're like two dudes in a garage who package up some sort of a spice, and that came up with this idea for this...
Hang on, let me find this guy. Apparently, he's...
Are they really even serious?
He's an ex-NFL player, apparently. Hang on. Let me find it.
Where'd you find this? DashofSash.com? Find out here.
Yes.
He's Tyler Sash. Okay, so following. He's like some...
Tyler Sash. Who is this guy? Google Tyler Sash. Facebook page.
Yeah, what he's
Sash.
A backup. He's a backup. Looks like a backup defensive back for the Packers.
Oh, all right. Shit. I thought he was important. Jay yelled at me.
No, he's not important at all. I mean, that's what... he's a New York Giants. He was a former, safety for the Giants. I mean, okay. He made $500,000 in 2013.
All I wanted to do was say yum yum sauce. That's all I cared about.
Got it. I wouldn't.
And everybody was like, this is Buyer's moment.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. This dude figured out how to engage, you know, the talk radio nuts on Twitter is what he figured out. He's doing this in his garage. This is not Kraft food or anything like that. He's got 87 followers on Twitter. I think what's pretty awesome is that he trolled all of us and we bit. That's what I think is pretty awesome.
You know what? You're probably right.
Okay.
okay, you know what happened? It was the whole last night was terrible. I got Heath Ledger drunk last night.
Oh boy, that's no good.
No, it was bad. And then, you know, I'm listening to the show. I'm tweeting terrible jokes. I did get a favorite from Cheech, though. Which is like, in my life, if I get a read or if I get a star from like you, Cobb, Cheech, Etch, you know, that, like there's a few that I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not completely psycho. Like, it's kind of funny. But then when that happened, I was just like, I felt so bad. I was like, oh no, like this is a real thing that he really wants to happen. This fucking guy has 80 followers when he's yelling at me. I should have saw that. Fuck.
Well, okay.
Damn it.
Yeah, but dude, Jay didn't see that, believe me.
What do you mean?
I mean, I can guarantee he has no idea that Dash of Sash has 86 followers and it's some dude, some former NFL nobody doing this in his garage.
I think he does know that. Completely. Especially now, like, because they put out the whole Rome and who was the other guy they were asking about?
Well, KB and then the two Dan Patrick clowns.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the guy just kind of trolled and then, you know, we all got on board and, you know, stuck up for Dan. It's good though. It's all good. It's just one of those silly things we do,
right?
You know,
I'm gonna kill the recording because this is totally off the rails. But I do want to keep talking to you. So thanks again, brother. I don't know if I'm gonna post this ever because I'm a drunk asshole. But we'll see.
You know what? You do what you like to do. I'm totally good.
You're a good guy. Hang on.